This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. New coalition discusses power sharing and government's common policies and programs. Nepali Congress withdraws its support to Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda-led government. And UN agency warns a threat to its presence in Gaza amid conflict. Now the news in detail. Leaders from the new coalition have held a discussion at Balwater this evening. The secretariat of the Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said the leaders discussed matters relating to power sharing, the coalition government's common policies and programs, and contemporary political development. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has decided to withdraw its support to Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda-led government. Party Vice President Dhanraj Goring said a Central Work Execution Committee meeting held at Party President Sir Bahadur Deva's residence in Buranilkantha decided to withdraw its support to the government and stay in opposition in the parliament. Vice President Goring further said the meeting also discussed the latest political developments with the party's ouster from the ruling alliance. The Nepali Congress has exited from the government with the change in the ruling coalition. The coalition change in the federal politics has affected the province governments as well. Two ministers and one state minister of Sudur Paschim province government have been relieved of their posts. Sudur Paschim province chief Dev Raj Joshi removed Minister for Social Development Jhapat Bahadur Saud, the Minister for Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment Ramesh Singh Dhami, and the Minister of State for Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment Geeta Devi Mal on the recommendation of Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah. Similarly, two ministers in the Gandaki provincial government have been relieved of their posts. Chief Minister Surendra Raj Pandey dismissed Social Development and Health Minister Sushila Simkhada and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Resham Bahadur Jugali, who represented the CPN Maoist Centre in the coalition government in the province. Likewise, three ministers belonging to the Nepali Congress in the Karnali province government have resigned from their posts. Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning Bedraj Singh, Minister for Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment Krishna Bahadur B.C. and Minister for Social Development Khadga Bahadur Pokhrel jointly tendered their resignation before Chief Minister Rajkumar Sharma today. Mahesh Bartola has been nominated as the Chief Whip and Sunita Barwal as the Whip of the CPN-UML Parliamentary Party. UML Chair and its Parliamentary Party Leader K.P. Sharma only assigned the responsibilities to Bartola and Barwal today. The CPN-UML made the new nomination as Padam Giri, who was working as Chief Whip of the party, was inducted as a minister in the newly constituted Council of Ministers. Increasing pollution and haphazard use of pesticides in crops have contributed to declining number of birds in the Koshitappu Wildlife Reserve and surrounding areas. The Mid-Winter Water Bird Census 2024 has recorded the number of birds at 5,527 in the Wildlife Reserve. There are of 53 species of birds. The number last year was 7,573 and the species were 56. Koshi Conservation Office of National Nature Conservation Trust Birvendra Gautam says although new species of birds arrive every year in Nepal, both the number and species declined this year. He added that the birds dependent on water were facing shortage of wetlands which have deprived them of habitats. Nepal witnesses the arrival of birds from mid-September to mid-December every year. This news comes to you from Reed Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. Felipe Lazzarini, the Commissioner General of the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the New East, has warned against attempts to dismantle the agency. Lazzarini expressed concerns at the UN General Assembly about a deliberate and concerted campaign aiming to seize the agency's activities amidst accusations from Israel of the agency harboring over 450 military operatives from Hamas and other groups. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said children are dying of starvation in northern Gaza. Ghebreyesus said the agency's visits over the weekend to the all Oda and Kamal Adwan hospitals were the first since early October. The BBC cited WHO chief as writing in a social media post, "A lack of food resulted in the deaths of 10 children and severe levels of malnutrition, while hospital buildings have been destroyed." The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza reported on Sunday that at least 15 children had died from malnutrition and dehydration at the Kamal Adwan Hospital. The UN warned last week that famine in Gaza was almost inevitable. A senior UN aid official warned that at least 576,000 people across the Gaza Strip faced catastrophic levels of food insecurity. On Saturday, the U.S. Launched its first airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza. However, aid agencies have said these drops, which have also previously been carried out by the U.K., France, Egypt and Jordan, are an insufficient way of getting supplies to people. At least 35 people died while dozens more were injured as freezing rain and an unexpected snowfall hit remote areas of Pakistan over the weekend. According to the Disaster Management Authority cited by the BBC, 22 children were among the fatalities, many of whom were crushed in landslides that buried their homes. The extreme weather hit Pakistan's northwest, northern and western regions, clogging roads and damaging hundreds of houses. Mushtaq Ali Shah, a former director of the country's Meteorological Forecasting Division, attributed the unusual conditions to climate change. Now a sports update. The Netherlands clinched the title of the Tri-Nation T20 International Series, defeating Nepal by 4 wickets in the final, held today at Kirtipur Best Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground. Despite Nepal posting a challenging total of 185 runs, the Netherlands chased the target in 19.3 overs at the loss of 6 wickets. Batting first, Nepal had collected 184 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, along with the hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. New coalition discusses power sharing and government's common policies and programs. Nepali Congress withdraws its support to Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda-led government. And UN agency warns of threat to its presence in Gaza amidst conflict. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.